Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
So hello, welcome to the Dance and Creativity Channel. Today we have a session on Bhutto, experiencing our body as a vessel, presence, emptiness, and the availability to be transformed and to become. Our speaker is Yael Caravan. She is award-winning performer and dancer and is artistic director of the Caravan Ensemble. She had dreamed of becoming a circus artist, but had scoliosis in her preteen years, or that was discovered in her preteen years, sorry, which diverted her practice from of circus into practicing body awareness from a young age, starting with Feldenkrais and later training with masters in a diverse range of practices. She found her specialty in Bhutto and has over 20 years of experience in this form, training with many Bhutto masters. So we're really excited to have Yael here, and take it away.
Hello. I can't see all of you. It's very good. It's quite mysterious. I think it fits with the world of Bhutto, which is about not seeing everything. Yeah, it's the dance of darkness, not necessarily as a dance of the evil or the ugly, but also of everything that is hidden, everything that we can't see, our shadow, our dark side, all the things that we don't want to show. Actually, Bhutto itself, the name Bhutto, the translation is treading, stepping. And that's very accurate, because I think for me, Bhutto, and with my experience, it's what connects us with the nature around us, with the earth. There is a wonderful image of Bhutto, that the ancestors are under the earth, under the ground, sustaining every one of our steps. So I think Bhutto is extremely vital and important nowadays, because it connects us with our essence, with our roots, with our ancestors. Without the past, there is no future. And without our awareness to the environment, there is also no future, mainly for us. So Bhutto has a double name. It is Ankoku Bhutto. So it's the dance of darkness. Mainly because it was created by Tatsumi Ijikata after the Second World War, at the end of the 50s. And it was a time, obviously, the atomic bomb in Japan, that I think the young generation didn't want anymore to pretend everything was okay. So we couldn't say that life is beautiful and everything is great and let's just perform and be a product in front of the world. We had to look at the dark side of our soul. We had to look and say, yes, we are not just great, wonderful human beings. We have darkness. And if we don't speak to this subconscious, if we don't speak to our dark side, then we don't really allow it to express itself. We don't allow the truth. We are pretending. Bhutto is not a product. It was anti-capitalist. The Americans were coming after the Second World War, and Ijikata said, no, I'm not gonna be a product. I am gonna bring a dance experience. Life is an experience. life experience. That's what we need. And I think it's so relevant for now, you know. It's exactly what we are fighting now, the disconnection from our environment, the disconnection from the truth and from our dark side, pretending that, yeah, no, COVID is not killing anybody, or let's not even enter to this. No, the climate is not true. And being separate from our environment and our nature. So Eiji Kata wanted to break the body. It's the revolution of the body. He wanted to undomesticate the body, to bring it out of its domestication. And this is wonderful because a couple of days ago, I watched the documentary of David Attenborough, which I really recommend, that is called My Life on Living on Our Planet. And he said, what will save our planet right now, or let's say ourselves, our species and the living species, is to rewild the nature. So do we need to rewild ourselves as well? He said, we can't anymore be apart from nature. We need to be a part of nature. And so I think for me, Buteau, which is very important to explain, I never call my work Buteau, because for me, Buteau is a philosophy. It's a way of living. You can say I'm a Buteauist, or you can say I'm a Buteauholic. It's a philosophy. It's a way of seeing life. It's a way of interacting with the environment. Eiji Kata, Tatsumi Eiji Kata, that actually invented, created Buteau. He came from Shintoism. It's very important. He came from a poor village. So first of all, it was about, one moment, can we see the ugly side of society, the poverty, the hard work, not everything that is shiny and beautiful and fantastic, but the hardship, which is part. And it not only. The beauty lives alongside to the ugliness. The good lives alongside with, let's say, bad, if you can say something like this. The light lives with the darkness. They're two sides of the same thing. We cannot pretend. The shadow is made out of light, yeah? So Buteau works on the fine line between this contradiction, life and death. We are not just alive right now, I'm sorry to tell you. We have life and death happening inside us right now. Cells are dying inside us all the time. We can't say that, this taboo, we can't speak about death. Why not? It's part of our life in every moment. So I think that there is something very important about Buteau that will stay reverberating beyond just an art or a performative tool, but I really feel that it's important for life. I said about Shintoism because they said that Shintoism is like the indigenous religion of Japan. It's the nature religion. Everything in Shinto is alive. There is the spirit of the wind. There is the spirit of the earth. The rocks are alive. Everything, and once again, speaking about this world, the consumerist world we live in, if we did think that everything we have is alive and we have a relationship with it, maybe we would behave differently, yes? So I think that really for me, it's to open our eyes, Buteau, into our environment, into our dark, meaning everything we can't see, everything we don't want to see. So what else I want to speak with you a little bit? Oh, yes. Okay. So Buteau works a lot. Well, how do you do that? Yeah. Hey, yeah, let's just do it now. Okay. Ready? No. So Buteau works a lot about transformation. Yeah. It's the constant transformation. But in order to transform, you first need A, to know yourself, obviously, or your tool, your vessel, your vehicle. So there is a lot of exercises that unfortunately will take us more than 50 minutes, but maybe we could in other encounters in the future. is to empty the body. We work a lot on emptying. This can be through exhaustion, this could be through meditation, this could be through different ways. Where we can finding our center, we will try a few things today, just little what I call buffet. We'll have a butto buffet. We'll taste a bit of this, and a little bit of this, and a bit of this. And then this vessel of ours can be filled with images. Buddha uses images to transform us. And these images very often are images that come from nature, because this is our greatest teacher, yeah? So the practice of Buddha is a practice of emptying and becoming, yeah? We are constantly in a becoming state of being. We are never knowing. For me, Buddha is a big question mark here. How would it feel if? And this transformation is very different than what we often do in the Occident, because it's not to illustrate. We're not illustrating water, or we are not illustrating fire. We are trying really to become it, yeah? And this is like a child, and people that have children around them can see it. They just believe. And Eiji Kata, who had a company that danced for years, he didn't take the best technicians. He didn't take the dancers that could lift their leg really high or that could turn and jump wonderfully. He took people that were ready to follow him, that were ready to transform, that were ready in this moment. Okay, we're all chickens now. Yes, we are. Let's go for it and see what happens. But for this, you need to be brave. You need to cut society, because you can't have this. But what people will say, that I'm crazy. So what do we, oh, if now, no, but maybe, am I really a chick? Am I doing, no, you need to let yourself. But for this, of course, we need to take off many layers. Today I'm teaching right now a group in the university, and we were speaking on how many layers. We work 2 hours every day just to take off the layers from the moments we go to school. What happened? People cut our neck here. If you will see, a lot of people have this syndrome or pain in the neck because we separate the head from the rest of the body. But you know what? We are not a mind. We are also mind. We are also mind, but not only. This is an intelligence that we think is greater than all other animals. Okay, but other animals can fly. Other animals can breathe under the sea. They also have great things. They can transform like an octopus. So in a way, we have what I call the we will explore it in a second, the divine trinity. We have a mind, we have a body, and we have a soul. So that we don't know what it is. Nobody touched it, nobody see it, but we can feel it, yeah? So in a way, for me, Buddha manages to combine these three divine trinity by the mind, using an image that it puts into the body, that transforms the body and allow us to maybe free like a bird, our soul. Yeah, at that moment, we open the cage and something can fly outside of our chest. Eiji Kata died in 87. Kazuo Ono died, I think, in 2009. Kazuo Ono is the second, I'll call him a bit the mother of Buddha. Eiji Kata is the father, he was younger. And Kazuo Ono was already older. He was a soldier during the Second World War. He danced until he was 102. He died when he was 103. When I saw him at 102, he was still dancing with his finger. When I saw him when he was in his 90s, he danced. It was not about jumping. It was not about pirouetting. It was not about showing your possibilities and abilities, which maybe we can show until a certain age, and that's great too, why not? But it was about sharing his experience. And I was a big fan of mime when I was very little. I used to imitate Marcel Marceau and to do like all this kind of like, and suddenly I saw someone that does the mime of the soul, that does mime of things that are not physical, that don't have a shape, that I could feel inside me moving, but that were not things that I needed to describe. So, oh yeah, that's a cup, oh, he's drinking. Oh yeah, that's a flower, oh, he's... No, it was, I didn't have a name for it. And I think Bhutto is exactly this. It's touching on the Joker card, on things we have no name for. And this is on all sides. It can be the side of more rebellious punk, to break our mind, to surprise us, to go to something more surreal or more Dadaist of breaking images. Or it could go, which is Moji Katta style, or it can go more into something so gentle, so soft, so undescribable, like more the poetry of Kazuono. So we are nearly going into some experience. It's interesting because I was thinking about it. You're probably each one in another time zone. So some people is the morning, some people is the evening, some people is afternoon. I kind of like it that we are all together. That's a nice thing about Zoom. I thought I will never give a Bhutto class on Zoom ever. I swore to God I won't. But here I am and I'm enjoying it so far because we're talking, but then we'll go to the business there. Yeah, business is a very big part of Bhutto business. It's all about business. No, okay, let's come back. This is a text from a wonderful book. So this is also important to say. Iji Katta had disciples, had dancers that danced with him in his company from more or less 74, 73. And each one of them had a totally different experience of what Bhutto is. I love him for that because nobody, Bhutto is like a fish. You cannot grab it. It's like something that you can't, it's so, and that's the beauty of it because you don't go and say, oh yeah, it's that. It's exactly that zone. There is this word in Japanese that is very important in Bhutto. I worked for 9 years with Tadashi Endo. He's a great dancer of Bhutto and choreographer that moved to Germany about 30 years ago. He saw Iji Katta. He was adopted by Kazuono. He came to Europe and he tried to create, not to create, to research what is Bhutto in a European body, in an Occidental body. What is Bhutto now? Why it's still important now? I don't know why I started to speak about him because he's great. Ah, yeah, the word. Because there is this wonderful concept that is called ma. And on purpose, I'm a bit silent because I'm speaking all the time. And ma is exactly the silence between. The space in between, the space between one movement and another, the space between me and you, the space with me, between me and you. It's everything that is transparent, that is undescribable, is the tension, is the space that we think is nothing because there's nothing between me and you right now. But how do we know? We are limited and we have to really admit that we are. And when we admit our humbleness can bring us to something more funny or something more deep. But the more we think we know, the more we kill ourselves on this planet as soon as possible, because it's boring to know. So let me tell you what I know. I know that this girl, this woman, her name is Mikami Yako, that I never met, but this book, which is wonderful, The Body as a Vessel. Yeah, it's one of the latest books of Bhutto that came out. It's very complex. It's only if you are really interested because it's a lot of information for people that already have. It gives the exercises that they were doing. It's very, and if you only you have other people to work with because it's very advanced. She took all the exercises and she wrote down what they were doing, the images. It's like really explodes your mind. There is a beautiful thing in the beginning that that Iji Katta says about Bhutto. And she says, this relates to Iji Katta's theory of the body as something like a single droplet of water or a dewdrop on the surface of the lotus leaf. In other words, a white sphere at once retains its form and at the same time takes on the colors of the autumn leaves or lotus leaves it rests upon. Even when scattered by a gust of wind, it returns to that original spheric form and continues to reflect its surrounding landscape. This responsive droplet can receive hundreds or thousands of necessary, I'll explain this, requirements in an instant. What he calls requirement is the images, yeah? It gets the wind, it gets the reflection of the sun, it gets the color of the leaf, it gets maybe a fly that flies above it, it gets all this information. Like the Buddha body with its circuits of nerves or the continual emptiness of a vessel, the constant transformation that shifts through this droplet or vessel are physicalized in Buddha. A constant transformation, emptying, and this we will try to experience in 23 minutes. Go! No, okay. So let's try to just a little bit taste it. I will give you, really, as I said, droplets like this. The droplet obviously is like the body of the Buddha dancer. We can't change the contour of our skin. We can't change the form. We'll always come back to our hands and da-da-da. But we can change our feeling. We can change what we feel inside and the images that transforms us. So whoever wants to work and to experience a few things, I'll just give you a few droplets exactly in order to experience. I will give a little warm-up, just I'm explaining a little bit how it's going to be. In order to open and connect us and exactly embody, because one of the main things of Buddha is to enter into your body. How often are we really present inside our body? Yeah. So we're going to try to taste this. And then I'm going to try to give you a little bit of Ijikata and a little bit of Kazuono because they are different. I would say Ijikata starts with form in order to reveal the soul. Kazuono starts with soul, searching for form. And then we have these two sides of the same lotus that they were creating with their combination. I also would like to say, maybe I'll have time to insert one little exercise from Yoshito Ono. Yoshito Ono was the son of Kazuono, but he danced with Ijikata when he was 18. He was the bridge. And he died this year in my birthday. He was the last of the first generation. Of course, there is the student still the dancers of Ijikata and of Kazuono. I was lucky to meet Kazuono and to meet the wife of Ijikata, but Ijikata died. I was too young to know Buto. So if you can just stand up. We're not going to go crazy, but just to stand up. And let's start with what I call zero position. So we're not really able to see all of my body or all of your body because I don't know why, but I guess I'm too big to enter into a screen. So let's, we're going to put our feet parallel on the floor. Parallel means that the outside of the feet is parallel to each other, and it's going to be on the size of our hips. So just from our hips down, we're not opening the legs too much or closing them too much. It's exactly under our hip bones, okay? Parallel, because if we open the feet like a ballet dancer or close our feet like a shy person, we already have a feeling. We want to find the zero. We want to find our vessel. So we're going to stand with feet parallel. We're going to bend a little bit our knees, okay? So when we look from up, we hide a little bit the big toe. We're gonna glue the lower back to an imaginary wall. So we do this, clank. We kind of put inside. So we hold our center. Three fingers under our navel, we have our center. This is the chi or the tandem. This is the center of our energy. Yeah, Qi Kung, Tai Chi comes to work on this. We hardly work it on in the Occident. And this is really a place that connects the trinity of mind in the body, allowing something to express itself. So we stand here and we imagine that from the center, we have roots going deep into the ground, crossing our feet into the center of the world, of the planet, yeah, of planet Earth. And from the same place, crossing our spine, there is a string, and it's going to go up, 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 up into a cloud, and our body is going to be hanging from a cloud. So we open our chest, and we put our weight a little bit forward. We imagine the string hanging us to the sky, and the roots going deep in the ground, and here, because we protect and warm our center, yeah? And we close our eyes, and we just breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. And we try to travel in the body with our breath. We try to open this darkness inside our body. It's also a darkness. We can't see it, but we can feel it. So we breathe in, inhale new inspiration, new breath, new air, new energy, and we exhale. We expel the old, the fear, the insecurities, the anxieties. Breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. We try to breathe until the sole of our feet, the toes, the knees. We try to travel and open everywhere that is too tense. We hold on so much emotions inside our body. Let's try to relax it. We're just traveling inside our body, hanging from a string in the sky and rooted into the ground. We are a mediating body, a body mediating between earth and sky, a body mediating between past and future, a body in the present, a present body. We breathe in and we open the inner space. This body is our droplet. This body is our home. We live inside this body. We were born with this potentiality of this body, and we will die leaving this body. This is our home. This is our costume for our soul in this life. Feel your fingers touching the sides of your body. Feel your center where the roots are exiting and going to the center of the earth. Feel your spine going until hanging to the sky. Feel as if you're entering into your body like a hand inside a glove. I am entering with my presence inside my body. And I would like you to feel the back as much as you feel the front. This is your vehicle. This is your vessel. This is your instrument for this life as an artist or as a human being. And slowly, slowly breathe in and breathe out. Open the lower back. Open the neck. Open the hips. Open the knees. Your fingers, feel the temperature of your skin inside your body and outside your body. Feel the contour of your skin touching your clothes, in your back, under your feet. Remember the image of your ancestors supporting you from under the ground. And slowly, slowly open your eyes, trying not to lose this feeling of what we've created. And you can see each other. We can look at each other if you have like a, I don't know how it's called, speaker view or group view. Or So you can see each other. It's much nicer when we can see each other's eyes. But we imagine that we're sharing this inner into the outer. And put your right or left hand in that center, three fingers under your navel. And let's do little circles and try to breathe into that space. So I breathe in through the nose and I breathe out and I expel the air through the mouth. So we often breathe here in the emotions, but let's breathe here in the ground, in our center. This is the earth under our feet, inside our body. We breathe in and we exaggerate. We make space and we breathe out. We exhale, expel the old. This area is a big part in my work because the more we connect to the center, the more present we are, the more we inhabit this home. Yeah, that is our body. Just two more breaths, breathing in. Really exaggerate, it grows here, not here, here, and then breathe out. And one more, breathe in, big center, and breathe out. If you are cold, ever cold in a bus stop or somewhere outdoors, and you do this breath for 3 minutes, you are sweating. This is literally the fireplace of the body. So let's try slowly work with the rest of the body. So we're gonna and think about the empty spaces, our articulations. So we're just gonna start from our toes and we're just gonna stretch and open only the toes. We're trying to put our consciousness into this part of our body. So we're opening, imagining all the empty spaces between the bones that allow us movement, yeah? These empty spaces is what allow us to move. And we go a little bit more up. We go into our ankles. So we have toes and ankle. And if we can, we can move a bit into space, toes and ankle. The body is our first toy, yeah? Ijikata was sitting in a basket while his parents were collecting rice. And he discovered that this thing was peeing and was pooing and was moving. Who was moving this body? It was his first toy. Remember that this is your first toy. So we really rediscover it and open it like an instrument. Go to your knees. Let's go from toes, ankles, and knees. So we open the empty spaces. We open the empty spaces and we let the energy come up. Remember this idea of emptying the body? So we're connecting everything that is empty. Our joints are empty spaces. Imagining the anatomy entering with our mind in the connection between the bones. This is a ma. This space is the ma, and Kazuo Ono said that it is the empty space where maybe the mysteries of our ancestors and our evolution started and are hidden inside our body. So let's go now into our hips. So we have toes and ankles and knees, and there is no right way or wrong way. There is your way. There is your body, and there's no limitations. Ijikata said that limitations are better for us. That the Buddha dancer have to dream of being a bit handicapped because that will give him more possibilities of growing inside. And let's go to the most important articulations, which is our spine. Our spine, which is a part that I work a lot. Remember what I said about the neck? Let's try to imagine that our spine is like a seaweed. Can we do waves or moves that start in the coccyx and go until the head? The head is a continuation of the spine. We often work with the body, but then the head stays controlling. Let's forget ourselves a little bit. Let's try to feel these waves, yeah? This feeling that our spine is part of the body, yeah? from the coccyx, how can we connect the head being a part of this body? And we go into our shoulders too, just because we have so little time. So we go into the toes and ankles and knees and hips and spine until the head and shoulders. One more time, it's more the connection, yeah, of the empty spaces. We open ourselves from inside out. And the elbows, yes. So from the toes, we empty our body like an instrument, yeah? And let's go to our wrists. Yes, so we have toes and ankles and knees and hips and spine and shoulders and elbows and wrists. And then we have the fingers. And the fingers, they are each one a soloist. It's not the whole hand. Each finger is a solo dancer. Sometimes Kazuono could just dance with his hands. They were so expressive, they were huge. So let's try really to give this attention. Our hands are so practical. They cut, they write, they on the computer. Let's undomesticate them. Let's free them from their poor slavery. Remember the neck. The neck is a continuation. And now that all our vessel is open, yes, good, 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 great, everybody. Let's imagine that inside these empty spaces, we're gonna pour water. So let's just see what, if we imagine in this, if we believe in this image, what will happen when we feel water? Water is gonna dance our body. I'm not gonna illustrate anything. I don't want you to show anything. I would like you to feel it. Water is the first element that we experience as babies inside the belly of our mother. The element of water, often we say that it's the emotions. Just try to see what kind of water. Is it a river or is it an ocean inside you? Don't forget your spine. Your seaweed in your spine, yes. So from your toes, through the ankles, the knees, the hips, the spine, the shoulders, the elbows, remember that the neck is part of your spine, and until your soloist fingers, you are experiencing water. What's the sensation of it? Is it pleasant? Is it annoying? Is it suffocating? What is yours? Each one has its own experience. And then inside each one of our empty spaces, we're gonna put earth. And earth is a totally other quality. So there is earth. Earth is dense. Earth is slow. Earth is fertile. Earth is transformative. Earth transforms death into life and life into death. Earth is time, it's turning, it's big. It's like a body, but it's very dense. Try to imagine, all you need is to believe that in each one of your articulations, you have now no more space. But earth, how will you still transfer and connect the energy between one articulation and the other? Let this earth dance your empty body. The neck is an extension of your spine. It's not separated. And what is this quality? What is the sensation of this quality of earth? Yes, it's denser, it's slower, it's a little bit closer to the quality of Buto, because there is more density and intensity, more wanting and less moving. So it's more full inside, yeah? So we are letting this earth, every finger is a soloist, remember? Yes. And what happens if now we put air? Air is filling up each one of our articulations. Air is transparent. Air can be wind or a cloud. Air is space. The air is light. It has no weight. The air is the invisible. You can see it on other things. Maybe it's like the spirit or the soul. Let this air play your empty spaces from your toes until your fingers, like a flute. This is what Buto does. It dances you with images. It transforms you, and you can also transform the space around you. It's allowing you to be a vessel. Remember your backside, remember your spine. Don't be just frontal. You are 360 degrees. Air in your toes, your ankles, your knees, air in your hips, your spine, your shoulders, your elbows, and your fingers. Yes. And how does that feel? What is the sensation? You can move. Air is never staying still. You can move. You don't have to. There is quiet. It goes up a cloud or smoke. You can see air when it's smoke, when it's mixed with other things. Yes. The quality of air and how different it is from water. And let's explore the last one for now, which is fire. We're going to use fire like little flames, little in each one of our articulations, like the experience of when you touch fire first time. So little flames, little impulses, little lightning, electricity. It's like the nervous system, yeah? Let's try to feel just a bit, this sensation of flames growing, like from a lighter, za, za, za. So something warm and that opens up, yeah, exactly, to top. From your toes to the ankles, to the knees, to the hips, yes, to the spine. The head is a continuation of the spine. To check the time, oh my God, I'm so late, okay. Yes, until the head, just a little bit to experience. It's passion, it's fire is anger, fire is life, fire is hot, fire is consuming, it's also a transformative element. And what do you feel there, yeah? What do you feel in this quality, yeah, of fire? Yes, great. So we have these four different qualities. And slowly come back. If we had more time, we would go through the four of them. But I'd like you to taste a little bit more now that you're a little bit warmer, some images that are more specific so you understand what Ijikata meant when he said 1,000 instructions at a time. Ijikata created something called Butofu. It was the notation, the way he wrote his images. Each one of his dancers wrote it differently. She's then writing it here, and there is Vaguri that did something called Kaden, Butokaden. There is Butofu. Kaden is a website where there is all the information. It's totally abstract. There is 9 different realms, and each one of them has lots of images. One of the, I've had a chance to work with one of his students, one of his disciples of Vaguri, but this is something you can find online, the main information. And here are the texts. And I would like you to stand up, don't sit and come back to your mind. And I'll let you, can I hear you? I can't hear you, okay. Let's see, would you rather experience pollen or nerve or the nervous system? Would you like something calmer? So pollen is one, nervous system is two. Nervous system, great. Okay, let's go. There's one pollen. Let me see again and we do majority. One is pollen, two nervous system. One.
Lots of twos coming in on the chat.
Yes, twos, okay. So stand up, you can close your eyes if you want and I will read the images. Try to follow these images. This is original from Hijikata to understand. A twig-like is born of your forehead. Imagine and see how it moves your body, okay? Your ears stick to the nose. Birds are about to fly out of your temples. Worms are crawling up your feet. Crush the worm beneath your feet. Your cheeks are twitching and your fingers jerks. A whistling sound from your windpipe. Dead leaves starts falling inside your head. Your body sinks a little. You try to walk, but the door to a small room on your chest is now locked. A slug crawling on your neck. Grasshoppers hopping from your feet. In the air, a beard appears. You then become a scorching horse's neck. Vines start entangling your body. You then run away after making a strange laugh. Yeah, this is all the choreography of Ijikata. Yeah, very simple. It's like very, very, very simple. Lots of images to drive you crazy, to take you in another reality. Obviously, if we had more time, I would do it separately, then all together, then yeah, but that is to transcend. But it gives you another image and another image and another until all your body, all your nervous system, this is growing, the leaves in the head, the thing in the stack, and you are becoming just the nervous system moving your body on its own. We have 3 minutes and I just would like you to taste exactly our mother and try just for 3 minutes that we have. If you have a little music, you can put it. If not, this is the way Kazuo Ono was working. He had a poem. He was reading the poem again and again and again and again, and then he went and danced it, okay? It's not like Ijikata that gave one image and another image. I'm gonna read it to you now, and then you can dance it, and I'll read it again while you dance. I could no longer see the visible. I could see the invisible. The hands of the soul reached me. The eyes of the soul opened, wrapped my whole body, leaving me, touching me. My hands and mouth moved and danced. Let's try one time, but I would like you, when you do this, I think it's very important with dance and with buto, in specific, but in general. Dance is a giving. You give your energy, you share it, not for an audience to say that you are great. You are sacrificing, you are giving, you are donating. We feel in a very helpless moment right now we live. I cannot help a lot of people that are now in hospital, that are now in war, that are now suffering already from climate change. So when you do this little dance, please offer it to someone that you think needs you, to maybe some vast people you don't know, maybe a person specifically that you do know. Try to give it as an offering, okay? So you can put a little, just think for who you are dancing. Give it. This is a present, okay? So put a little music or something for you, because I'm not allowed to put, and just try to start whatever you feel. It could be almost no movement. It could be a lot of movement. It's you. It's you, your soul searching for shape, for form. I could no longer see the visible. I could see the invisible. The hand of the soul reached me. The eye of the soul opened, wrapped my whole body, leaving me, touching me. My hands and mouth moved and danced. one more minute and find an ending, just the last little. And finding an end. Beautiful, beautiful. Even through here, I can see how beautiful you are, and I could really receive your energy. It's just beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for the people that allow me to see you and share it with you. Wow, 55 minutes, 57. Sorry, Jamie.
Yeah, that's all right. No worries. So thank you for that, Yael. That was absolutely beautiful. So there have been some questions, but most of the questions are around clarification of things you mentioned, spellings and links and things. So are you in the Facebook group, Yael, the Dance and Creativity Facebook group?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I will send you a link to the Facebook group, and what I'll do is I'll send you the questions, and then maybe if you can go into the Facebook group and post them in there, and that way people can get those clarifications on those things you mentioned.
Quickly, there were some other books you asked. I'll say there is Ichikawa. Do you want to know quickly?
Amazing.
We'll talk about his Ichikata Tatsumi and Buto, also very recommended. This is good for beginners, what you ask. It's a bit more clarification. Sandra Frawley, she's great, and she really speaks from her experience, and Tama.
Great. So people can watch the recordings and pause so that they can write those names down from those books, and we will sort it out and get all onto Facebook as well. So just to say to everyone, thank you so much for coming. We're going to put some links in the chat, which are the links that will take you to the pages within our portal, which will allow you to go to the coffee break rooms, which we really do encourage, so that you can get chat with other people and share the amazing things you've learned and told them, tell them things like that they should check out Buto, because everyone should, clearly, because this is amazing. There's also some links to Yael's website, so please do go and check that out as well, so you can find more of what she's doing. And of course, come join us on our Facebook group for Dance and Creativity, where there's lots of chats going on around dance-related topics. And of course, if you can afford it, please do consider upgrading to the full library so that you have access to all of these videos for the rest of your life, so that you can continue exploring this stuff. We really, really do appreciate it, and I think it's so valuable to people. We've got 1 minute. So Yael, in 1 minute or 30 seconds, what is your top embodiment tip?
I would say to really practice what you did in the beginning, to enter inside your body, to live inside yourself, not outside, not to live in the expectations of others, not to be out there to satisfy, to go always back to yourself, your center, inside yourself. You know everything. Everything is inside you. The nature is inside you, the world. You are just the manifestation of nature. So there's nothing outside that you don't have inside. Go in, be. Present. To be present is just between the past and the future. It's to be now. And this is your gift.
Amazing. Thank you. There's nothing more I can say. Perfect ending. Thanks, everyone. Take care. See you at the next session.
So much. Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate this. Otsukare sama deshita, they say in Japanese. It means thank you for sweating together. And I can't smell it, which is good too.